This is the seventh and last session of Integrity Service. During this week, you'll be reflecting on the benefits you gained from the program. In the last 7 weeks, you've had some great experiences. You've learned how to communicate with people and solve problems more effectively. These are skills that you can continue to use forever. But more important than just learning skills, you've discovered new levels of competence and confidence within yourself. One of our beliefs is that you have the inner potential to be highly successful in your job and in your life. You're born with the right equipment. You have the potential. Unfortunately, while everyone has the potential for success, many people never discover it and release it. Just about everyone has hopes and dreams. Most people want the things they don't now have. Unfortunately, most people really don't believe that they can be any different or have more. If the dream comes true, it's because of luck or something outside their control. But what we know is that as long as we don't really think we can enjoy greater prosperity, our low expectations will blind us and keep us from experiencing more. When this happens, our achievement drive stays bottled up, and the potential we have never gets released. So it lies dormant within us, and we settle for far less than we could have otherwise enjoyed. If you spend much time observing people, you'll notice vast differences in their success levels, their contentment, their income. People with what appears to be similar skills, knowledge, and abilities, but whose achievements are significantly different. And you have to ask yourself, why? Why do people who have similar knowledge, skills, education, background, and abilities achieve such vastly different levels of success? Why does one person of similar ability and intelligence earn 10 times as much as another person? If you spend a little time looking into the research and discoveries in social psychology, you can uncover the answer to why. We all have the inner potential for greater prosperity. It's already there, within our creative minds. We were born with it. However, the key is that we first need to create the vision of success in our own mind. Before it can manifest itself in its physical equivalent, it first has to be created in my mind. You see, the truth is that we all have a very strong and powerful belief system that has been formed by our responses to all our life experiences. This belief system is what we believe to be true about ourselves, what we believe to be true about our abilities and possibilities, and about our world. We all unconsciously examine our successes and failures, our good times and bad times, our joys and sorrows. As we mentally deal with these experiences, we make assumptions about ourselves. We unconsciously say, here's the kind of person I am. Here's what others think of me. Here's what I'm capable of doing. Here's how much I should earn. Here's the kind of people I relate best to. Here's the kind of neighborhood I should live in. We make thousands of other assumptions about ourselves, mostly unconscious, mostly based on what we perceive as truth. It's important to emphasize that this belief system has been formed by our interpretation of how we think we performed in our past experiences. Truth or reality have little influence upon our belief systems. It's our perception of reality that molds them. Our beliefs can be true or false, but we act upon them as if they're true. The power of our belief system was best summed up by Dr. Maxwell Maltz, author of the bestseller Psycho-Cybernetics. He wrote, "All our actions, feelings, behavior, and abilities are consistent with our self-image. Our self-image is our mental opinion of ourselves."
Stop and think about that. All our actions, feelings, behavior, and even our abilities are consistent with our self-image. Our self-image is our opinion of ourselves. When I began to understand how my beliefs were formed and how they influenced my actions, feelings, behavior, and abilities, I came to the stark discovery that most of my self-beliefs were limiting. I know now that I have to work at changing my beliefs about myself and my potential. I have to challenge myself to perform outside of my comfort zone. We each have mental boundaries or borders. Psychologists often call these paradigms. This mental boundary, although unconscious, powerfully controls all our feelings, actions, behavior, and abilities. Everything we do, achieve, have, or accomplish is consistent with this inner belief system. Now, you may be saying, okay, I understand all this, but how do I go about expanding my mental paradigm or belief system? There are several ways to do this, but here's one you can use, and when you persist, will work well for you. Have you ever used affirmations or self-suggestions? Affirmations are words we say to ourselves. They're verbal suggestions we say silently or out loud. The truth is that if I tell myself something often enough and long enough, I'll eventually believe it. Affirmations, suggestions, or self-talk is a very common activity. It's also very subtle in helping shape our lives. We do it each day, whether we are aware of it or not. I could never learn how to do that. I just can't lose weight. I'm just not good at math. I'm not athletically inclined. I'm not a creative person. Things like this are always happening to me. I could never hold a higher position in this company. These common statements that we feed ourselves form our self-talk. And guess what? If we persist with them, we'll eventually come to accept them as truth, to believe them, or emotionally accept them as fact. So what we feed ourselves, we become. The key is to be sure that what we use in the form of self-talk is positive. It is what we want. It's empowering, not defeating. This principle works on the deepest, most profound level of our existence.
I encourage you to try this after you've set some goals for your future. After you've decided what you want to achieve, begin to create it first in your mind. You can move beyond hopes and dreams. Just start by first creating it in your mind through positive suggestions and affirmations. Now, there are two keys to this: repetition and time lapse. Since belief is an emotional process rather than an intellectual one, repetition and time lapse are necessary. It takes a minimum of 21 days of consistent practice to begin to change your internal beliefs. So keep at it. These ideas, in addition to the many things you've learned about G. Val High, behavior styles, and your value in serving customers, makes us excited about the success that's in store for you. You see, as you become more and more confident in your interactions with your customers, your passion for serving people will grow as well. Let me also say something about the final course session that you are about to experience. Would you do one thing for me? Would you approach this session with a completely open mind, ready to experience one of the most incredible growth sessions of your life? In preparation for this session, your facilitator has asked you to be prepared to share a few key points. To do so, please think about these questions. What is the single most important benefit you've gained from this course? How has it impacted the service you provide to your customers? How has it impacted the way you work with your colleagues? And how will you continue to practice the course ideas in the future? Please be as specific as possible in your responses to these questions. As you'll soon see, the graduation or commencement session of Integrity Service marks a milestone in your career. It is by far one of the most important and memorable parts of the course, so don't miss it. Good luck to you as you continue to expand your skills and your belief in the value of your job as a service professional. As you do so, your life will be filled with abundant levels of prosperity.